Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no. Amen, amen. Give me 1 minute. So you and I, we are on here, but we're the only two.
Okay.
I'm just going to pray when everybody gets... Yeah, but they thought I was just going to call and bring them in, see. Yeah, they knew about it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So anyway, I'm finna get started. I'm gonna pray, and I just wanted you to know today, Lala told me that we was on Facebook when I was singing "Shine on Me."
Uh huh.
We was on Facebook Live.
Or the beginning.
You know,
that
I was singing at the beginning. Huh?
When you were sitting down.
Yeah, singing.
When you. Oh, well, you must have had
she
it
said,
on.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Mama, you sounded so good.
I didn't know you were so
you need to do more of that. I surely didn't.
You had turned
it on
already?
I didn't think I did, but she heard. She said, you were singing, Mama. I said, singing what? She said, shine on me.
Okay.
That was God scaring me, taping me, recording me. Right. Anyway, I'm going to get ready to pray, and then I'll come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you to let me decrease right now, that the Holy Ghost may increase and just meet with us on tonight. Take over the meeting, God. I surrender tonight, God. You just have your way. Let it be the way you would have it to be and no other way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now. I praise you right now. I give you glory for this meeting. Lord, bless this holy convocation. Let it be holy in Jesus' name. Bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice and those that will attend this meeting, God, please cover and bless them. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. So what I did, what I really wanted to do was I want to, we're going to have preaching twice a day for those 3 days. And so... we're going to have Apostle can preach 3 times I'm going to preach that I don't know whether I'm going to preach that it's going to be at 2:30, the first preach. The second preach is going to be at 6:30. And I'm thinking about Prophetess just to rent a bedroom, renting a room, or see if we can use their conference room for, like, the classroom.
Uh-huh.
And just do that, because I had said that I would just rent a room and just have classes in that room.
Okay. You didn't want to have class in the
it's going to be more. It's going to be more than one class.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at least two classes. Mm-hmm. So, let me see. Two classes. Three times. So that's six classes. Mm-hmm. And then,
For how many days? What's your days?
Well, you know, Friday, we may not be able to have last night unless we have the class late, like at 5 o'clock. You know, I just want to see who all going to get in, you know, come in. And I just don't think we should not have it because people are not going to come in. I think we should have a class. That's why I'm going to ask him about using the conference room. We should be able to use the conference room if they have one.
Mm-hmm.
If they have one. Mm-hmm. And we'll go at it like that. But we're going to have preaching six times in those 3 days, and Apostle Brown can preach three of them, and I'm going to get two more people to speak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Besides myself.
Okay.
And but then we got to make out the itinerary. We got to do the program. I'm trying to get in touch with Paris because, you know, she goes to her holy convocation every year. And I'm going to see if she got a program, something to give us some help with that. I called her when I got in here today, but she hasn't called me back, and maybe she will. If they don't get on this line, they won't be preaching. That's all I got to say. I'm just saying that. If they don't, they won't be put. That's all I got to say.
And you contacted Curtis?
Yeah. I gave you his number.
No, you gave me Pastor Davis' number.
I gave you Curtis' number. Look in your messenger.
Okay,
that's why
he's
not on here.
Okay, wait a minute. Pastor Davis. Just say Pastor Davis.
In messenger.
No, you didn't tell me messenger. I'm looking in
Messenger.
Okay, I didn't know it was Messenger. Okay. How do I make this? Oh, okay, wait a minute.
Did you do Monica?
No, you didn't tell me to do Monica. Wait a minute.
I thought Pastor. You said the only number you had was Monica. I'll do her. That's why they're not on. Pastor Davis told me. Let me see. that number. It's 21. It's
hang on.
To the broadcast. Okay, I got it. Her.
My God.
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Just waiting on the other two to get on here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Everything all right? I know my son called me, but I've been so busy. I try to call him back when I get off of here.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I haven't talked to him since earlier, way earlier this morning.
I haven't talked to him at all, but he called me 33 minutes ago. I was working on E and I couldn't answer. Don't be all right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put your trust in God.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So who else is on the line?
Prophetess
Brown.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to hear from you guys.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you too. I just I want to, you know, I'm trying not to have to say this stuff over again. That's why I'm a son. I know you got to get off at 6:30, but we're going to talk about the preaching times and the teaching times. We're going to have preaching 3 days. We're going to have one preaching going to start at 2:30 and the other one going to start at 6:30. And I'm going to allow Curtis to preach 3 times. I'm going to preach one, and we're going to have 2 more speakers. Then I come up with the people that's going to teach classes. I'm going to try to get David to teach a class.
I have a question. Are you talking about the 2:30 for that Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
The service will start at 2:30 on that Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
On every day. Well, Friday,
okay.
People won't even be there. But we'll probably have something. We're going to have it once that day, on Friday, probably. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
According to how many people come, I really don't want to not have it saying people are not going to come, but it maybe people here will come. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they'll come in on Thursday night. You know, I just can't not have it. So I'm going to say preaching going to be twice in a day. And all I can say, if they don't show up, they just won't know what's going on. I'm just telling you. We text them just like we text you.
Okay, so you're saying that Friday night service, I guess it should start, what, 7:30? I think it gets everybody time to get off work. Oh, at 6:30?
Because we got to get out of there by between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We get in a place for 7 hours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then
it starts at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
okay.
If we go over, like you said, it won't hurt that much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically every day you have the building for 7 hours. What's the starting time?
2 o'clock.
Got you.
I'm wondering if he would be willing to make an adjustment with the time.
I'm sure he probably will. Like at 12 o'clock.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I wanted to say the whole time, but I didn't want to overstep my boundaries because normally that's what time those services start at noonday at 12 whenever they have them on Saturdays. I do know that it normally starts at 12. Then it gives everybody time enough to come back for the evening service.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm going to ask. We'll go over there, call them when you get in time.
Okay.
We got time to go on that. If we have to pay him for it, we're not going to say that, but, you know. See if we can get it to start at 12 noon.
Okay.
So, and
Saturday.
Yeah, for all the days, 12 noon.
Even on Friday?
Yeah, if you're not here, it's going to be other people here.
I mean, I think we'll be there. I don't think that's a problem. I just think that would it be in a Friday evening, people getting off work, you know, traveling in, would it be in a Friday evening service? I know you guys are saying, you know, just the time for Saturday, but he might have to work the times out with you for Friday, too. I just think it would be more appropriate with that type of service to at least start at 7:30 because 6:30 people just getting off work, they're rushing, it's like a lot going on opposed to okay, we're going to get to church about 7:30 still can be out there about 9:30, 10. I just maybe see if he can adjust the time for that Friday and then that Saturday, you know, see if you guys can get in there from 12 to maybe 12 to 3 and then come back for the evening service. And, you know, it maybe can start at 7, you know, 7 to 10 or something like that. And it still want it to still be within your time frame.
Yeah, we'll talk to him about it, ask him what would he allow because I don't know. You know, we're going to try to see what we can do. Yeah,
because I think
if
you're too early, it's
going to
be a tone conflict. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what we do. Last time it was too early. So I guess these preachers don't want to come. They surely don't know Apostle Dean, do they? I guess I have to look for more preachers. Because I don't have time for this. I really don't. I guess they feel like I just need them. I don't.
Mm-hmm. And you say you already texted both of them?
Yeah. Well, David had told me he had a meeting at 5 o'clock or something like that. He said I might be running late, but I'll be on there. Curtis said he would be here, so I'm just going to text him. If you're not going to come, then we're going to have to talk about the preaching. I'm going to text him now because I don't have time for this.
Possibly maybe call because sometimes people are not near their phone or they're not listening to the phone like that. Maybe if you could call him, maybe he'll answer near the ring or something.
Okay, let me see if I can get him like that thing because I ain't got time to be playing no games. I'm not a game player, I'm telling you. I don't have time for it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. If you're not, God bless you. Let's see. Let me see if I can get his number. I'm trying to call him on the church phone. There it is. Let me see. Apostle, are you going to join us tonight, or are you not?
I thought you were going to call me. And that's what you said in the text.
We text you again for you to get on the radio broadcast, everybody on the broadcast. that you said you probably didn't look at your phone anymore.
No, I've been laying. I called it. I've been laying. I've been hurt
for
that drive, but I called.
Are you sure you want to come on tonight then, if you've been hurting?
I want to talk, but I get on with the guy. I don't care.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I guess he ain't looked at his phone, y'all. He said he don't want to talk, though. Hey, man.
Hello.
We've already had our parent. Is he not calling? Who is he calling?
Hello, this is Bishop Davis.
Hold
I'm sorry, I'm late.
Okay, hold on.
Hi, Bishop Davis, how are you?
Grace and peace. Who might this be?
Monica.
Bless you. How are you?
I'm great, sir. Hope you are.
All is well. All is well.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Well, listen, I did not get a chance to be there at your service, but I know the Lord definitely
moved. Yep, he was definitely there. He met us there.
Well, that's what we want.
Absolutely.
Amen. Was y'all already in the meeting?
Well, we was waiting on one more, so we just kind of touched, you know, based on a few things, and I guess she's going to start with everyone that's on the call.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
I'm getting ready to text him the telephone number. Hello?
Yeah, that other number you gave me was not correct.
What other
number?
It was
actually a phone number.
You know, I doubt that too, and it was like a phone number. I didn't understand that. It was the same blog talk.
It was like a
message.
Telephone number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called that too, and it's the same thing, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's the 516-387-1346.
Oh, don't give me the line what number it is. Now I'm driving, so I don't really know. I'm just leaving one service, heading to another. So I'm beat.
Okay.
So was that prophetess Brown?
Yes, it is.
Grace and peace be unto you, ma'am.
Grace and peace unto you also.
Awesome. I pray all is well with you.
All is well.
Well. Now, is this the only two people that's on the line besides Apostle?
And Monica's
no,
on the line.
No, I know. Monica and Sister Monica.
Yeah.
So,
Monica is fine.
Okay, so, awesome.
Uh-huh. Amen. We've already had our prayer. Hello.
You know, there's a song.
What?
There's a song that's just
want to play.
You know.
Okay, well, it's time to start this thing. You'll be at where you need to go. So everybody's on the line now. Apostle Brown is on. Bishop Davis is on. Monica is the prophet. Monica, Prophet Brown. So we've already.
Okay, before we actually start, can I say this? Bishop, you need to turn your phone down a little bit. I think it's on the car speakers, and it's echoing really bad.
Okay, all right. What about now?
So
is that better?
That's a lot better.
Okay, I'm gonna put you in my I'm gonna give you a spirit pod. So let me.
Okay.
But go ahead, Apostle. I can hear you.
Okay, so what we're doing tonight is I'm going to probably have to adjust the time. We're going to go back to the hotel. I'm going to adjust the time on the preaching and the teaching and stuff. So, and what I really want to do is have preaching twice a day and teaching twice a day. So it'll be six times each. I don't know if I'll get that first preach in, but I would want to. So I'm going to have Apostle Brown to preach three times out of those 6 days. I'm going to preach one, and we're gonna have two more speakers. Pastor Davis, I would want you to teach a class, and I'm going to get a couple more people to teach a class because I want these classes, some good classes for the people. And I may even have to. I'm going to ask them about a conference room to use. But if I can't get one, what I'm going to do is just rent two rooms to have the classrooms in. And then once I don't know the times of the services yet. I got to go back to him and see if he could work with me with the time. So I wanted to get that done. And people are beginning to ask me, especially the ones that being affirmed and concentrated and stuff, what do they wear, you know? And I'm letting them know that everyone that's going to be there that's under me got to wear black suit with the shirt. And then the apostle elect, I really know I want them to wear black too, and I'll give them their attire when I affirm them. I will give them their attire. And we're going to wash feet. We're going to have communion, and all of that stuff has to be done. All of that has to be done. There's a lot of other things, but I got to get the time straight before I can do anything, because the time that we got the banquet room is kind of throwing things off. But and I know right now it's early, but we need to have a meeting at least twice a month, at least, because now I got some directors coming in and stuff like that, and they really wanted to join the meeting tonight, but I told them, wait, they can join the next meeting. That's what I you know, I don't want to bring everybody on it like this. I'm going to wait until I get the time of the services of how he can work with us, because, like, on Fridays, a lot of people will be coming in. Brown will probably be here Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday. And Pastor Davis, I would want you to be here by Thursday if you can. If you can, I would want the leaders to come in at least a day, the ones that's going to do something, so we can get all set up and everything like that. So, and then I don't know how you're coming, but if you're flying, I think we need to start getting the tickets and stuff, especially for the ones that's going to preach and going to teach. You know, we need to do whatever we can do about that. And if you're driving, go ahead on and reserve your vehicle. You know, if you're going to rent or lease a vehicle or something like that, I think we should go on and do that and get it ready. Because once this holiday over, Christmas going to come so quick. And then the new year is going to begin. And then it's going to come so quick. Everything's going to come quick. So I just wanted to meet, and I want to know where everyone is. I know, Apostle, you say you didn't feel like talking of the pain, and I understand that. I'm going to be praying for you that you feel better. But anyone else have anything before we get off. I don't want to keep you long because I can't really do what I wanted to do with the preaching because I got to get the time straight now, especially for Friday. You know, we don't want to not preach twice Friday. I really wanted it to be preached twice on Friday as well because people can come from this area, you know, and if we don't, it's just like, I just feel like we should be in there doing something. That's why I wanted to come on Thursday, the ones that's going to do something.
I have a question. What are the dates? I think that's what I'm missing is the dates.
March 17th, 18th, and the 19th.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's all. That's basically it for me. I just wanted to get that over and make sure everybody know where I am, and I'm going to try to keep everybody abreast, especially when I make some changes like what I'm getting ready to do, and then I will let everybody know the people that's going to be doing stuff so we'll know, you know, who to expect and stuff like that. And then a young lady, a friend of mine that goes to the Holy Convocation every year, I've been going for the last 10 years. I put in a call for her. I'm going to get her one of her booklets that she gets so I can just kind of go off of that. It won't be exactly like that because I think she's a Church of God in Christ. It won't be exactly like that, but it'll show me what I need to do. Mm-hmm. So is there any questions? I don't want to hold y'all too long. Just wanted because we've been on here about 5 minutes to six. We got on, and I'm sorry that I had to change it because I was just going to call everybody and bring them in, but I forgot I told Prophetess Brown that I would put it on Blog Talk, and this is the way we will be meeting unless everybody want to come on Zoom the next time. That'll be fine. I got Zoom, pay for it every month. Doesn't matter.
Apostle, can you just reiterate everything that has been stated as far as from the itinerary that you have already said? Can you just go over all of it again just so that for me, my recollection that I have it mentally?
I mean, it's really nothing right now. Because I don't know if we're going to make the
distance.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that I heard you. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go back and talk to the man at the banquet room to see if he'll make adjustments. Because not Mo, but Prophetess Monica.
Well,
you see how your whole look now.
It's
Providence.
Fine. You know, I ain't
caught
up
in
titles.
Providence. But what you said about that the time and bring down again because she was saying that if we could adjust it, I think that you say 10:30, 9:30.
I was saying if we could adjust the time for that Friday evening, at least 7 to 7:30, then that way we can be out of service no later than 10:30. I just feel as though having a service on a Friday night at 6:30 is a little too early. And on Saturday, initially you were stating that 2:30 for the service and then come back at 6:30. I think that it would be a time conflict. You know, it's not giving everyone enough time in between to kind of breathe. So I feel like maybe from 12 to 4 with the first one and then we come back at 6. That's just my opinion.
So we got a lot of things to do on that Saturday because we're consecrating, affirming, we're handing out licenses and certificates and stuff like that. We're going to wash feet. We're going to have communion, all of that on Saturday.
Okay.
So we need.
Well, Apostle, wouldn't that be a morning session? And then in, you have that break. You can get out by 1. You get in by 10:30. Everybody be there at least by 9:30. Get everybody set to have the procession. And then lining up, let's be honest, we're dealing with color people time. So if you do it, have everybody there by a certain time, we can start by 10:30 and then go over every – one thing I realized about people in leadership, one thing you're going to always do is reiterate. You're going to go over everything all constantly. So when we're doing this, we have to always make sure that we're making sure that they know what they're doing on a constant basis. So if you can give them that rundown, let's look through this pamphlet. Let's look through this, you know what I mean, so that everybody knows their spots, where they need to be. And that's why it's important, you know, for us to just, you know, continue to have these meetings like this, but also at the same time that when this day comes, it's early that morning because you're separating the two. People have time to lollygag, they have time to relax, and then prepare themselves for that night's service. So, you know, I'm just getting some things going better.
Well, what I have to do is, Prophetess Brown and I will go back to the man because the time, see, we can't, nothing was for morning. Nothing was for morning. So I'd have to go back to him and see what can he do or see how much we need to pay for us to come in earlier. Because
I would have thought that y'all would pay for the whole 3 days, period. You know what I mean? All the money that you're paying for.
Well,
you know what I mean? Because you have no time to get in there to set up and everything.
Huh?
I said, you're going to need time to set up that morning. Well, you know what I'm saying?
No, they set up. They do all the setting up and stuff like that. But I don't have to talk. We'll go back and talk to him. That's not a problem.
Okay.
We'll go back. We have time. That's why I'm glad we started early like this. We'll have time to go back and reiterate some things with him. He's such a nice man. He kept us alive anyway, so I'm sure he does. He won't mind, but it's just, it's really just off because Friday we don't want it early. Saturday we want it early. You see what I'm saying? So he's gonna have to. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna see what we can do. Even if we, if he give it to us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the same time, and I'm gonna ask him, can he do it from morning to evening? I don't know. I'll see. Morning to 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. We'll talk to him. So, anything else that we need to check on before we have a next meeting? We got to keep these meetings up because then it's going to be more people joining the meeting. You know, maybe the next 4 people on this line.
I have a question about Sunday.
Okay.
What time are we kind of looking at for Sunday? For is it just going to be a service? Because I think you said we're also going to have classes on Sunday too. So it is just while we're talking about asking for a readjustment in time with the manager. I was just wondering, what are we thinking for time frame on Sundays? Because I know some people are probably going to be leaving on Sunday, you know, at various times. And I know we can't accommodate everyone, but I was just trying to get an idea of what time we were projecting service and classes for Sunday.
Well, my thing is, it would be just good if we could keep the times, all of it the same. Not now. I'm saying when we, like, we saying started in the morning and tonight, I think just keep it the same across the board. If the people don't come in the morning, they just don't come in the morning on Sunday morning. You know, some people going to have to leave. It would be the same if we had it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, because some people can't take off of work and come. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to go back home on Sunday. I understand that, but we don't need to change too much. I mean, we need to make it bad for the man with the banquet room, because he gonna say, well, you want it this time, this day, and this time the next day. You know, I just want to make it easy so he'll say, okay, I think I could do it. You know, so we won't get nothing from him, you know. And even if I, you know, I'm up first, see if he'll do it, and if not, I'll say, well, can I pay for it? But first, I'm going to see if he can do it without me paying for it.
Be honest with you, Apostle, everything is in wording. So if you word it the right way, you know, because he already knows you pay for the day. That's a day pay. That's a day wages. That's not, you know what I'm saying? You got it for a few hours. Those are days. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing I would say was, hey, before I ask him any question, hey, can you just show me, okay, how many hours I got it? You know, from the morning to the afternoon, you know what I mean? Just go over it with him. You know what I mean? Before you go in this thing, because, you know, we got favor. And we should be able to use our favor when we need it. So we ain't got to just pay out of pocket. You know what I mean? God has given us favor. Let's use it. We ain't going to abuse it. We're going to use it. Favor ain't going to work when we're going to use grace.
Right. Right.
Everything is good.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll talk to him about it. But we got so many other things. We have so many other things, because once I get all of the people, the leaders, that's going to do something, because I'm not doing everything. Apostle Brown not going to be able to do everything, because, I mean, you know, we tire out too, and then see, we're going to invite a lot of people. And he was saying he's going to go out and do some things. So, you know, we just going to have a lot of people. And when our program is going to be good. I'm almost don't really want to do this, but I almost going to call Bishop Tate, but I'm just praying that I don't have to do that. But if I do, I will. I'm not going to fret over it. Mm-hmm. So, and if I do, I'm going to try not to bother her. Mm-hmm. So anyway, is there anything else that we should be talking about right now? I know the place, we have the place. We need, Monica, we need flyers. Apostle Brown said it, and soon he'll have a picture for you. But I'm going to send you the theme. I had it wrote down, but I'll get it to you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. And then we want to get these ad books together. Just want to get it together. So it'll be fine. Mm-hmm.
Will we also be able maybe like to get a sample of what, I mean, I know what it looks like, but maybe as we're trying to sell it to, you know, friends and family, just something for them to look at so they'll know, because everybody may not know, you know, what a souvenir book looks like or what a sample of an ad page might look like or, you know, how big it is.
Man,
I can, pardon me?
Hey, man, I'm sorry about that.
Was that question addressed to me, Prophetess?
I guess so. Just a sample so that's just in my mind, something to show, like, this is what we're doing. instead of just maybe like talking about it, maybe that's just me and my visual stuff. That's all.
I mean,
yeah,
I believe
she
got. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I mainly can do whatever you guys want. Whatever you give me, I can put it in the format of the booklet, whatever. But when it comes to samples, yes, I do have samples of other, well, I've done magazines before. I've done programs. So I have, I do have pictures and stuff of that work. And then, like, when it comes to the booklet, like, once it's done, even if they're not on social media or whatever the case may be, I can do a little small snippet of a video and send it to Apostle Deans, and she can kind of send it to them so they can, you know, get it to their phone and see it before time. Whatever needs to be done whenever it comes to digital is very easy.
Well, send it to Prophetess Brown so she can send it.
Not a problem.
Send it to her. And we just want something that they can look at. And, you know, I'm thinking about just, I don't know. I mean, I'm asking them this over the broadcast and stuff. And I don't know whether we should send them a letter or just leave it like this. And we just keep announcing it.
A letter for, you mean it's for the event, for the service? I mean, I think I got lost.
For the souvenir book, for the book. Because we study telling them, and or maybe we could just tell them when they can start sending, you know, when they want to do it. If we got time, though, I think if, how long you think it'll take you to do it?
Oh, I mean, as long as I have the information, I mean, I can do it right away. I mean, it just depends on the pages, you know. How many per page? Because basically they type up their own ad. They type up their own wording. And I just mainly copy and paste it. So it just depends on how long it takes them to get me the information. Because I can give you they can just email it to me. And then I can just, you know, copy and paste from here. As long as they have everything that I need, it won't take no time. Yeah, it'll take no time.
Okay.
That should be good. Okay, well, anything else?
I don't have anything.
Apostle Brown, you have anything? No, ma'am. Okay. Bishop, you have anything?
No, but season's greetings and salutations, Apostle Brown. I pray you well, sir.
Same to you, Bishop.
What about you, Prophetess Brown?
No, I'm good.
So next week, maybe we can do it on a Sunday evening like this when everybody gets settled, which everybody's not settled. Do you want to?
To be honest with you, my Sundays are not good, not unless it's like 9 o'clock, and I know that's kind of too late for everybody. Most Saturdays are good for me, but Sundays is just not good, not unless it's an early call.
Okay, so maybe we can do it on a Saturday. What?
I'm flexible.
I do have a question, woman of God.
Okay.
Apostle Dean. Okay. Now, earlier, did you mention that when you have the service, when you know a firm, you say you're going to pay for their attire?
Well, that's been taken care of now. We've taken care of that.
I said, I see that, love you. Okay. I'm listening to you. I'm sorry about that.
So we're not gonna do it. We're not gonna do it. I can't. I mean, I would help them get a shirt. I could help them get a shirt or something like that. But I can't pay for the vestment. it when they get in the firm, because that's like $600.
They're supposed to do that. They self wanting to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because men in service, as I had been. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm listening.
No, because even me, when I went through it, and when I have taken other preachers through it, I mean, they were responsible for buying their own attire. You don't want to make yourself obligated to that, because when you do, they will forever hold that over your head.
Yeah.
You know, allow them to buy their own attire.
Yeah. Well, the next lady that I affirm, I'll give her the one that I have. I have an extra one. It's probably waiting on calling to somebody.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody. But it's just sitting there, and it costs too much to just sit. So, you know, I'm not a selfish person. They can give me some money on it, you know, or something like that. I do want everybody, all of the people, like prophets and ministers and evangelists, that's leaders. I do want them in black. In the black, the ones that have the vestments, they can wear the vestments. But the rest of them, I want them all looking the same. I want them in uniform, like, you know. So, and the ones that I'm inviting, I will let them know. I'm going to let them know. So, Pastor Pridgen, Apostle Gracie Moore, she can bring her vestments and stuff like that. We're going to, then probably Bishop Pate. I want them all investments in everything. So, yeah, everything is good. I just want you all to know, if you have something that you think I don't know, just let me know. Just let me know, because, like I say, this is my first time. Like I say, I got a girlfriend. Her name is Paris. She go to the Holy Convocation every year for the last 10 years. She's been going, so I know she has a lot of stuff she can tell me and how to do, so I'm waiting on her to call me back. It's been good. It's good. I think we're on the right track, and we're going to just move forward and let God do the rest. If that's it, I'm not going to hold you. I appreciate you all coming on. But like I say, next week it'll probably be four more new ones, or maybe five new people in this meeting. I just want to start with you all first, because I started with you first, and for you all first, and then the rest of the people, every week they'll be adding in some. I'll be adding in some leaders and stuff, directors, and stuff like that. So, anyway, we're going to get ready for here. If it's nothing else, Father, we thank you now for this meeting, God. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for progress. We thank you for just leading and guiding us, Lord. I ask you to cover everyone, God, under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. And I ask you right now to cover their home and family, their vehicles, God, cover tonight. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So let it be. Amen. So God bless you all. And if you have any questions, you can ask me, call me. God bless you. You all have a good night.
You too.
Amen.
Happy
Old Tommy. That's hope. This is Jesus Christ.